Going to begin in Durham, where WREL reports NC Central University was on lockdown for 2 hours late last night after a shooting in a residence hall that left one person injured. Shooting occurred around 10:15. The lockdown was lifted shortly after midnight. No word yet on the victim's condition or any suspect details, but police said there's no ongoing threat to the campus. Meanwhile, in Chapel Hill, the Chapel Hill Public Library has a new permanent director. Yesterday, the town announced Atlas Logan has been chosen to fill the spot starting on April 29th. She'll also take over as director of Chapel Hill's Community Arts and Culture Department. She's coming over from Gwinnett County, Georgia, just outside Atlanta, and she'll take over from Megan Rosen, who's been serving as interim director since former director Susan Brown moved up to become Chapel Hill's executive director for strategic communications. Now to Chatham County, where the Board of Commissioners recently voted to transfer a few parcels of land to the town of Pittsboro. Here's former Pittsboro Mayor Randy Voller on 97.9 The Hill about why that land transfer is important.
It looks like they're going to be giving some property or land to the town of Pittsboro, including the corners of the historic courthouse square. So if you look at the old map, so it's when you come into Pittsboro, there used to actually be a square. Now you see that historic courthouse in the middle of 15501 or Hillsborough Street, and there are two corners, the northeast and northwest corner, where there are parking lots, one next to Beggars and Choosers and another one next to where the Welcome Center is and businesses right up on the west side of Hillsborough Street. So it looks like they're going to give that to the town, and it's in the Main Street District, so that's pretty cool. It's not going to change anything, but it's certainly going to streamline things as to who actually owns and controls those properties. So I think it'll align things that the town of Pittsboro, and if it's doing, you know, business downtown or outdoor events or allowing people to have music fests or whatever, the town of Pittsboro actually is the one that's controlling the property. It's still public property in the public square. The ownership would change. But also it looks like Pittsboro Parks and Recreation is going to get the old ball field that's near the sheriff's department. And it looks like the Board of Education might have to deed some of that over. So it looks like the town and the county and the Board of Education are cooperating on current and long-term usage of properties for the betterment of the citizens.
That's Randy Voller speaking there. You can get the full conversation in the News on the Hill section of our website, chapelboro.com. Now we turn to campus. In March of last year, UNC freshman Elizabeth Grace Burton died from fentanyl poisoning in a Duke University dorm room. As the opioid epidemic continues to hit college campuses, students are now fighting back, as Jasmine Baker reports for the UNC Media Hub.
In 2023, for the first time in the U.S., fatal overdoses claimed more than 112,000 lives, with young people among the hardest hit. Bella Grume, a friend of Burton, now dedicates her time to spreading awareness of a miracle drug that can reverse an overdose.
There were so many opportunities where both bystanders and some of the medical personnel involved could have administered naloxone and it could have saved her life. So in her legacy, I just want to make sure that as many people as possible know what to do so that something like that is less likely to happen again.
And then you press the plunger down, and then you've administered a dose of naloxone.
A lot of people think that it's not something that would happen to them or someone they know, or they wouldn't ever be there. But there have been 3 student and alumni deaths in the past, I think, 18 months. So it is very much a present threat. People shouldn't be scared, but they should be prepared.
Due to the work of former UNC Panhellenic President Cameron Somerville, each sorority is now required to keep a supply of naloxone in-house, with the fraternities following suit.
Coming to campus in December 2020, there was so many news articles about fraternities, and they called it a large-scale drug ring. It just made me think about the topic in itself a little bit deeper. So I started doing my own research, and that's when I first discovered naloxone. It wouldn't affect the average person, so if you give it to someone who's not overdosing, nothing happens. So I started thinking, why is this not in a first aid kit, or why is this not as readily available as a Band-Aid or cough syrup? That's when I got that idea. And then when I came into this role, I felt that it was the perfect opportunity to implement.
Carolina Harm Reduction Union is a student organization that distributes naloxone, fentanyl testing strips, and education about drug overdoses. Co-founder Carolina Clodfelter shares the importance of harm reduction.
How could her death not mean we need a change? How is it okay for us to just stay here and say, let's just keep telling people not to use? Drug use in general is so stigmatized. Whether you know it or not, you're one person removed. It makes people more comfortable sharing their stories, and that is such a big part of what we do, is creating a safe space.
Kind of talk about it like an EpiPen. It's like, oh, just put it wherever you put an EpiPen.
I would much rather have somebody alive the next day and feeling that support and the strength to reach out and the strength to do something about it. Can't get better if you're not alive to do that.
I'm Jasmine Baker reporting.
From the UNC Media Hub, an advanced course in the UNC Hussman School of Journalism and Media. Get more stories online at their website, mediahub.unc.edu. 6:18, your time. Time now for sports, brought to you this hour by All About Insurance. We begin in basketball, where RJ Davis just picked up yet another individual honor. He's been named as one of five finalists for the Wooden Award, which goes to the National Player of the Year. Winner is going to be announced next Friday, the 12th. Meanwhile, head coach Hubert Davis is conducting exit interviews with his players this week while simultaneously looking ahead and building the roster for next season. Here's what Coach Davis had to say about that on his radio show earlier this week.
It has to start now. I was telling one of them, it's so different. Like when I played, when the season was over, and this is a lot of it because of the rules. I saw Coach Smith and Coach Guthridge every day because I stopped by the office, but I never saw them on the court. You weren't allowed to do individual workouts. So when the season ended, the last time I saw Coach Smith and Coach Guthridge on the court was October 15th, the next season. And that's not college basketball right now. It's much different now. It's, you know, individual workouts, it's lifting. And, you know, as I mentioned before, now student athletes have choices now. You know, they have the ability to stay, they can go to the NBA, they can test the waters, they can transfer. And so just to really, you know, honestly have upfront and honest conversations about what they're thinking and their plans to move forward so that we can prepare to put together another team that has great chemistry but also has a chance to do the things that this year's team did.
That's head coach Hubert Davis speaking there. On the women's side, two more Tar Heels have announced plans to transfer next season. Anya Poole is headed out of Chapel Hill for her fifth and final year of eligibility. She started just five games last season after starting most of the previous 2 years. And Tiani Key is leaving after three injury-filled seasons. She came into Chapel Hill as a five-star prospect but ultimately made only one start. She's still got 2 years of eligibility left. That makes four Tar Heel women hitting the transfer portal this year. We've got a running list of all of them up on our website, chapelboro.com. Elsewhere in sports, individual honors are in for a bunch of Tar Heel athletes, notably in the pool, where a dozen UNC swimmers and divers have been named All-Americans by the College Swimming and Diving Coaches Association of America, led by diver Aranza Vasquez Montaño, the only one to make the first team after winning the NCAA title in the 1 and 3 meter springboard. Five Tar Heels also earned academic all-district honors from College Sports Communications, led by Georgia Nell and Boyd Pelkey, who earned that honor for the second straight year. Meanwhile, in tennis, UNC's Patrick Shane is your ACC Men's Freshman of the Week after winning singles and doubles matches in each of Carolina's two wins. UNC is up to number 22 in the ITA national rankings this week after beating Notre Dame and Louisville. And in baseball, UNC's Parks Harbor has been named National Hitter of the Week by the National Collegiate Baseball Writers Association. He hit six home runs in four games last week, all of them Carolina victories. On the field, UNC Women's Softball is back in action today, hosting UNC Wilmington at 5 p.m. And in baseball, the Durham Bulls lost their home opener last night, 5-3 to Jacksonville. The Bulls are back in action tomorrow, hosting the Jumbo Shrimp at 6:35.